You're listening to SBS News.
As an Ashkenazi Jew, Chaya Goldman knew she was at a heightened risk of having a BRCA gene mutation that predisposes carriers to breast cancer. At the age of 26, she got DNA tested and learned she has the mutation.
And that was actually really good because it gave me the time to think about it without having to make any drastic decisions straight away. So it just meant that I have the opportunity of screening from a younger age than most people would be recommended.
Traditionally, publicly funded genetic testing has only been available on a small scale to people with a known family history or prior disease. Project co-lead at DNA Screen, Jane Tiller, says that means many thousands of people across Australia who are at high risk aren't being screened.
Many people don't have a family history or they don't know their family history, but they have one of these changes and they have a risk. It's a ticking time bomb that they're sitting on that they don't know about.
Now, free DNA screening of at least 10,000 people aged 18 to 40 with and without a history of disease is being funded by the federal government through the Medical Research Future Fund.
Offering this kind of study, which is criteria-free at a population level, is a really new, innovative way of offering this kind of testing, and it's the first time this has been offered in the world in the public health context.
Participants are screened for hereditary breast and ovarian cancer, Lynch syndrome, which results in a high risk of bowel and endometrial cancer, and genetic high cholesterol that can lead to early heart attacks. People can sign up online with DNA Screen. The test involves placing a saliva sample into a small tube received by mail and returned in the post. Results come back in about 3 months. People's DNA data is stored securely. About 1 in 75 people tested will be found to be at high risk. They'll have their situation explained to them by experts and be offered genetic counselling as well as preventative measures, such as regular scans, checkups, and surgery. Jane Tiller again.
Some people will remove their breasts and have a reconstruction, and after the age of childbearing, at about 40, they'll often be recommended to remove their ovaries and fallopian tubes as well to decrease that risk of ovarian cancer.
Can you open this one? It's a good girl. A camel.
New mum Eva Olsen tested positive for Lynch syndrome in her teens, following a diagnosis in her dad.
Obviously, that sort of testing might not be for everybody, but it certainly needs to be accessible to everybody. It means that I get access to tests that people wouldn't normally get, and I can find out sooner if something were to go wrong.
The now 31-year-old says having genetic knowledge to share with offspring and siblings could be life-saving. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.